It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you here, as we do each and every Friday. At this time, we welcome the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, and the president and CEO is back.
Yes.
took a little trip. Welcome, Aaron Slattery. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, quick on the trip. Where did you go, and how much did you love it?
I loved it, and okay. I highly recommend visiting Vietnam and Cambodia.
Okay, yes. And okay, so that was the trip.
That was the trip.
Did you order pizza while you were there, by any chance?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't, and I've heard that. But no, I did not. I went totally ethnic when I was there.
Of course. So, of course. All right. And last thing I'll ask you about this, I won't bug you, but did you have a favorite dish in either country, or something that you just wanted to bring back?
So, yes, we actually did bring back a properly sealed pack of spices called a mook.
Okay.
And there's a curry in Cambodia called a mook curry, and it's fabulous.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll talk later. This is fascinating me like nothing else. you brought in some friends, but before we get to meet them, you had a ribbon cutting last night?
Yes.
How did that go?
Eco Now is downtown Laguna, and it is amazing. They have retail products for your everyday needs, laundry detergents, toothpaste. They also have workshops and recycling programs as well. And they have worm buckets, and there are no trash cans in this facility whatsoever. Right. Everything is reusable.
Fantastic.
It was a learning experience last night. I highly recommend just stopping by, introducing yourself, seeing what you can find that fits into your lifestyle.
I'm guessing they didn't celebrate with Mylar balloons.
No.
Okay. No. You brought some. I've already had interesting conversations here this morning, and thank you very much. The Zandbergen Group is with us today. We've got Bart Zandbergen and Leticia Burbaum. Welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Ed. Good morning.
So, how's life treating you guys today?
Fantastic.
All right.
Look at this.
Oh, I know. I know.
Best place.
I know.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I know. So financial planning at its best. That's all I'm hearing since I realized you guys were going to be on today.
Ah.
So I want to start off by the first thing that captured me, and it's true wealth. And I've been asking this question this morning since I came on. True wealth. What are we talking about?
True wealth. And so how we define true wealth in our office, and how we run our practice, how we treat our clients, and how we, it's really our mantra.
Okay. And when someone first walks in, how do you assess their needs? When someone sits down and goes, you know what, I'm 43. Did you notice I pointed at myself when I said 43? Not even close,
yeah.
Buddy. When someone's like, all right, I'm 43. I haven't saved an awful lot, but I want to start planning for my future. What do you assess first from this 43-year-old average person that walks in?
Yeah, so it's a process, and again, we try to incorporate the true wealth, which we have 8 tenants, which maybe we'll get to on the show today.
Yeah, we will.
But there is a, we sit down with the client, really try to understand, like, okay, this is where you've done, where are you at? But more importantly, where do you want to be?
Yeah.
Right.
What is your ultimate goal? What are your objectives? And then we look at work, how we can get them there.
All right. So, and I'll go back to the 43-year-old before we get into the 8 tenants, though. So this person has about 20 years, they're figuring, till retirement.
Yeah.
Is there a more aggressive plan for them the less they've done up to that point?
That's a great question. So what we do is we do very custom approach for each and every person that comes in. So we take the time, we kind of peel the onion, and we understand where they are, where they want to go, like what Bart said, and then we create a roadmap and a step-by-step path to get them to exactly where they want to be, because everyone's journey and everyone's path is slightly different,
right.
And we help you get to where your journey is.
Right. I love the term peel the onion. That's well put, and that actually gives me the visual there. You spoke about the 8 tenets.
Yeah. So, I mean, if the list is health, family and friends, faith, service to others, legacy, peace, finance, and lastly, the invisibles. Each one, we could peel the onion and talk a little bit what that means, but that's what we live by.
All right. The invisibles. Let's peel the onions there. What are the invisibles?
Bottom up. Okay. So invisibles are the things you can't see.
Right.
Like, for instance, and quite frankly, when we were developing this, and my wife, who is a very non-financial person, but you know, loves life,
right.
I was going through the tenets. I had 7 right? Tish and I came up with seven, and then she said, honey, what about the invisibles? And I'm like, look at the sunset. Like, all of a sudden, out of the blue, we were sitting watching the sunset. She goes, boom, invisible. Our daughter comes up to us out of the blue, quite unusual.
Right.
Hey, I love you, Papa. Boom, that's an invisible. Didn't ask for it, just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that she's not the financial one.
Yeah.
And you almost said it kind of like, oh, but she's really cute. Isn't she cute? But seriously, because a lot of us aren't, for instance.
Yeah.
In my house, my partner's she's the one that knows all the stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, here, what do I do?
Right.
So when you have a couple that comes in and they're planning together.
Yeah.
You factor in the couple itself, the chemistry 100%. Between them?
100%. Okay. And as you can see, but people might not be able to, let me just describe what you're looking at. So I am in my 40s. I'm a young female mom of two and driven. And you have a fantastic senior wealth advisor that's been in the business for 30 plus years.
I was wondering how she was going to qualify.
He looks about 39.
It stages of life. He's gone through different business experiences. He's gone through growth of being in the market, ups and downs.
Right.
He has children and grandchildren. So providing us together, we really work as an amazing team. And so depending on where people are, they can relate to both of us. And that's been really an amazing thing that we've been able to help our clients with.
So you mentioned the slightly senior, but again, I don't see it.
He might get mistaken for a 40-year-old.
Looks like he could be my little brother at some point here. But when doing estate or legacy planning, what are the important things to consider there?
Well, our tagline to that legacy planning is things that money can't buy and death can't take away.
Yeah.
All right.
So, what you want people to remember when you're gone. Like, there are certainly financial things, and you drive up and down PCH and you're going to see signs of people who have things at the hospital, so on and so forth.
Right.
But what about your integrity? What about your reputation? What about what you've left for your kids? What kind of human beings are your children?
Right.
That to us is a legacy.
That's fantastic. And you mentioned that, and just less than 2 weeks ago, we were at the memorial service for Dr. Mamoni, who was killed here, and not a single word about his finances, but every word about the type of man, the type of person he was, and what he left behind, and what we're going to miss about him most.
Yeah.
Beautifully put. Retirement, and when planning for retirement, what are the biggest mistakes that we make? What mistake am I making right now?
Well, one thing that we often ask, it's almost daily, random people or clients, like, how much do I need to retire?
Yeah.
Well,
that
answer is different for every single person. It's different for Ed, it's different for Aaron, it's different for Tish, and different for me.
Yeah.
It's your lifestyle, what your expenses are, how is your life gonna change? How many trips to Cambodia are you going to do during retirement?
Right.
For
right.
how long are you going to do that? We find that most people out of retirement, I'm going to travel, and they plan their travel for the rest of their lives. The reality, what Tish and I see, people come out of the gate retirement, they hit the travel or they hit the golf, five, six, 7 years, and then like, I'm done.
Right.
So the part of that is, Tish and I have to factor in the best that we can in our experience. All right, travel, this is the budget. It's going to start tapering off after so many years. And it's really backwards scheduling, beginning with the end in mind.
And if someone, like for instance me, I publicly say I don't plan on ever retiring. I don't own a set of golf clubs. I don't have a motorhome. This is what I do.
Yeah.
That type of person should still set up a retirement plan, correct?
And I think that's actually the biggest problem. That's the thing that we have to work through the most is people who use a date as a target of like 65, that's when I want to retire, because we don't know.
Right.
But we don't know what that looks like. And so if you just say, hey, I want to retire, and you don't have a game plan, an act two or an act three, I feel like that could be the potential biggest hurdle. Because what are you going to do socially? What are you going to do that's going to stimulate you mentally, emotionally, physically? Are you going to be connected to family? Are you going to be connected to organizations? Are you going to have hobbies? Start those things before retirement, and then that way you can have an easy glide path. A lot of times when I see business owners sell because they have an amazing opportunity, the biggest question that they have, or the regret is, I didn't plan that ahead of time, because then I don't know what I'm going to go into next, or what that next thing is, because they've identified themselves as that owner or that person, and now they want to transition into that next phase. So how, what does that look like? Think about that ahead of time. I think that's the greatest like type of tip we can give you.
Beautifully stated.
Yeah, and I'll throw another layer. So retirement is a term, but we also are using financial independence.
Yeah.
Which means, and in your case, it'd be great someday that you're coming into work, but you don't really have to. You're coming because of the love of what you do.
Right.
But also knowing, hey, if I want to take 2 weeks off and follow Aaron and go to Cambodia, no big deal. I got this.
I
got
to grab some of those spices you're talking about there. I really do.
Or glide out, right? Over a few years versus just having part-time. And that way you get to choose what that looks like.
Well put. Thank you for that, by the way. So your clients right now, we're just now starting March, but are you already planning taxes?
Oh, yeah.
Are you setting up taxes for next year's filings for your clients? Are you starting to have them start to donate to nonprofits and stuff like that? Are you working that out already?
Yeah, again, every client's different. And some have charitable intent, some more than others.
Right.
Obviously, the great benefit of charitable intent is the good that it does, but self-serving, it also is from a tax perspective.
Okay.
So yes, we do work with clients early on, and in some cases, we set up personal charitable funds that allow them to put as much as they want and get the deduction the year they need it, and then have the rest of their lives to pay it out to the charities of their choice.
Okay. And a lot of times we work with accountants, so we're being proactive, not just reactive. So like reactive is, okay, what can we do now to make sure that last year's taxes were maximized, right? So that could be something small, but then also if we're out of time for that, what are we doing next year to make sure we're being proactive? So a lot of times We call it like our team, right? So we have like maybe our estate attorney and we have an accountant and we have our team. And then we work together to be able to help that client with their, whatever works best for them in their situation.
Okay. Yeah. Choose a tenant, one of the other tenants that we haven't covered that strikes you that we should pay attention to.
Yeah, there's two in one, and it's the first, and Tish and I, she's in her workout clothes. I just came from the gym, and we say health. Health is the ultimate wealth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have seen time and time again so many people that have worked so hard their entire life. I've got to make money. Nothing against that. But they do it at the expense of their health, not taking care of themselves while they are doing it. What happens? That day comes, all right, I'm done with work. I hate what I did. I earned the money, and now they have no health.
They're using
all this wealth to try to regain their health.
Yeah.
And guess what? Oftentimes, it doesn't work.
That sounds so simple. It really does. And that's beautifully stated. It sounds so simple.
Yeah.
We should. And give us another one here. Another one that strikes you.
Yeah. So this one, and I have this amazing example just happened recently. So we talk about legacy and then also service to others. And they're kind of, there is some connection. So service to others is charity, philanthropy. But one example is we have a client that grew up in New Mexico, a very low-income area. He became he's very humble, but over-the-top successful.
Okay.
So what he has done over the last several years is he would call his hometown, Walmart. He called Walmart.
Okay.
And said, I'm going to pay off all the layaways across the board.
Wow.
It was about $20,000 plus $30,000.
Right.
I'm going to pay off all the layaways. No one ever knew who it was. The people would just like lost their mind. He called this year and they said, we don't do layaways anymore.
Oh.
So he's like, he's successful for a reason. It's like, great.
Let's come up with a solution.
$100 gift cards. He got $30,000 worth of $100 gift cards. Calls the principal. Principal says, that's amazing, but I don't know if we can take that. So I have to go check with whomever that is, superintendent.
Right.
Calls back in an hour. This is good. We can do this.
this is so
okay, we want your name. Give credit. It's like, there's no credit. My sister lives in town. I'm sending it to my sister. I'm going to get that to you. Sister shows up. News vans are there. The whole shebang. She is mortified and says, my brother is so-and-so. Here's his number. So
his identity.
so he handled it, with all the grace that he has. And then he was so cute. He sent me the local newspaper from his hometown with the article about him. But you talk about legacy. You talk about service to others. And that is nothing for him. By the way, he didn't even get the tax deduction. He just was sending gift cards.
And now we know that Batman is really Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Bart, were you involved in finance 20 years ago?
It's been 31 years.
All right. Well, how, in your experience, and I know it changes and there's ups and downs, but how has the market foundationally changed in the last 20 years, or has it? And if it hasn't, does it need to?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when I first got in the business in the 90s, it was stock, you know, if we break it down to the basics, it's stocks and bonds, right?
Right.
And there's some other things, real estate, oil, and so forth. Back then it was mostly stocks and bonds. Stock market was on a terror. So everything made money, everything money. If you didn't make 20% return, you were fired.
Right.
Year 2000 came along. So Ed, I think you're probably around then, what they call the tech bubble, and things fell apart. So that was like lesson number one. There's more to do than just stocks.
Right.
So kind of regrouped from there, regrouped, reallocated, and then what was next? We had 07, right, 08, right. 09. Mm-hmm. That was pretty devastating.
We should have seen that bubble, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Right. At the end, we should have.
Right.
But to answer your question, what's happened since then? So Tish and I use four asset classes. Not all advisors do, but we have obviously stocks. We have bonds.
Right.
We have what's called real assets. And that's real estate, oil, gold, commodities, so anything that's tangible.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we have something called alternative investments. And by definition, it's pretty much anything that's not stocks, bonds, or real assets.
Okay.
Right.
But given where we are and the volatility that we've seen as of late, we are really leaning in on the alternatives and the real asset. There's real estate right now that is doing quite well, not residential.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
If someone's listening to this right now in their car and they go, oh, I need to make a call, I need to find these people, how do we get in touch with you?
That's great. We have a website, zanbergengroup.com.
Okay.
Our phone number, we're right here in town. Our office is in South Laguna, 949-6. I don't even know our own phone number. It's myself.
There'll be a quiz. There'll be a quiz on Monday morning. Bring a number two pencil.
771.
Clean sheet of paper.
Yeah, you did right.
Yeah, okay.
One more time on the number.
Yeah, so it's 949-668-0771. And you can also just stop by if you want. We have clients that just pop in all the time, which is fantastic.
Oh, you don't mind the pop in. I like
we
that.
We don't mind it.
We may like or may not have a full wine bar in our office.
All right. Oh, okay. May
like,
or may not.
We're kind of like friends. You come in, you come in, you have a glass of wine, you hang out.
All right. And I love the mysterious air that you put to that. We may or may not.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Aaron, what do you got coming up?
My goodness, we have a lot happening this month. Okay, so next week we have a ribbon cutting for the U.S. Army. It's a little bit out of town. It's in Lake Forest, but we hope you'll join us. And then on Friday, we also have the No Square Theater opening night of the Lagunatics at the Festival
of
Arts.
That's right.
We're going to do a ribbon cutting for them. The following week on March 24th, also on Friday, is Mimi and Ray here in Laguna Beach. And they're a fashion clothing company. The reason we're doing Mimi and Ray on Friday is because we have the Promenade Workshop coming up on Thursday, March 23rd at the Suzy Q. And we really encourage everybody to participate in that, because the Promenade is going to be a fantastic focal point for our town. And we want everybody's heart and soul to be in that and make it a place that we can all really enjoy. So that's going to be the evening of March 23rd at the Suzy Q. And you can go to the website, lagunabeachchamber.org. So those are the ribbon cuttings. But of course, we also have our monthly meet and greet, which we've started, which has become very popular. And this month, March 15th, it's going to be at Brussels Bistro downtown on the Promenade. And we've also decided to put together a customer service workshop this month. It's going to be Tuesday morning, March 21st at 7 Degrees. Thank you to the Laguna Beach Company for sponsoring that workshop for us. We believe that Laguna Beach needs to have a consistent customer service message.
Right.
We want both visitors and locals, when they walk into any store in Laguna, to be welcomed and to get what they need. And so that's what we want to do as the Chamber of Commerce. We want to be able to provide that training to all of your employees and staff.
And I am honored to moderate that, by the way, who grew up in a family and a town of customer service. So I'm absolutely honored to be moderating that event.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then, of course, our big events coming up, State of the City, April 11th, and then our golf tournament on May 15th. So if you're a golfer, please sign up. We need you. All
right, fantastic. As I mentioned, I don't even own a set of golf clubs. And notice I call them a pair of golf clubs, right? We know how much I golf now. Bart Zandbergen, Leticia Burbaum with the Zandbergen Group right here in town. I mean this sincerely. Anytime you want to come on back, anything you want to discuss, let's do this.
Thank you so much.
This has been great. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you again at some point. 8:24 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show.